Hello, welcome to another episode of Everything Instagram. I'm your host, Zachary Shaked. Today, I wanted to walk you through my Instagram routine so you can see what steps I take before posting on Instagram. You'd be surprised at how many steps there are. And I think that once you hear mine, you'll probably be able to improve your own routine so that you can get more likes, more engagement, and eventually more followers too. So let's dive right into it. First, I take professional pictures with my Canon 70D camera. It's a DSLR camera, and I use my 10-22mm lens, which is good for the kind of photography I like to do, landscape photography. It's a wide-angle lens, so it can get a lot of the landscape in one picture, which is what I like about it. And I'll usually take in one session about maybe 50 to 100 pictures. After that, I'll bring them all into Adobe Lightroom, which is a computer desktop application. From there, I'll import them all, go through them one by one, flag down my maybe 10 favorite pictures that I took that day. Then from those 10, I will edit each of them and play with them, each one of them. Maybe I'll try a different edit style. And then by the time I do that entire process, by the time I edit each of these 10 photos, I'll probably have maybe two or three that I really like. At that point, I'll put those photos onto my iPhone and see how they look on there. The thing is, a lot of pictures will look good on my Mac, but not as good on the iPhone. Typically, portrait photos, photos that are longer vertically than horizontally, will look better on the iPhone just because they're bigger and you get to see more of them. What I've noticed is that from my own photos, when I post a landscape picture, which is longer horizontally than vertically, they don't get as many likes, even if it is a really high quality picture. So that's why I like to bring them onto iPhone. And another thing I noticed is a lot of pictures will need to be made more brighter for the iPhone because people view them outside in the sunlight, or they just have low brightness on their phone. So by bringing them onto the iPhone, you get to see how the viewer, how your followers will be able to see the images. From there, I'll narrow it down to one and I'll make some tweaks on Lightroom again if I have to. And then I have to look for a caption. So finding a caption used to be a big problem for me. For a little while, I was going on Wikipedia and just finding cool tidbits of information and putting that in the caption. But then I decided to build an app called Caption Expert. This app just has thousands and thousands of captions, many of them user-submitted, that are just either inspirational quotes, book quotes. There's an entire spectrum of categories in the app. And I really built it, yes, for people, but in a lot of ways for myself, because I struggled with captions. So I'll browse through this app and I'll look at what people are submitting, and I'll find a couple that I like, and maybe one of them I really like, and I'll, you know, send it to a friend, see what they think, and then I have my caption. So I have my photos ready, I have my caption, that's ready too. Next, it's about hashtags. And not to continue plugging my own apps, but I also use Hashtag Expert, which is my own app. And what I like about Hashtag Expert is that you can put in a base hashtag. So if it's a picture in the financial district of Manhattan, I'll put hashtag financial district into Hashtag Expert, and then it aggregates hashtags that people who are using financial district are also using. So I'll see a giant list, and believe me, this list can get pretty long, of hashtags that are similar to financial district. And then from there, I'll pick the ones, I'll hand select the ones that I think are most relevant to my post. So then once that's all ready, I will typically send the post in its totality to a friend. And I'll say, look, here's the caption, here's the photo, what do you think? Do you think this will do well? Do you think this will do, you know, badly? Is there anything that bothers you? And then from there, I'll get some important feedback, like, oh, there's something you should probably, you know, fix in that corner. I don't really like that. Or the caption's a little cheesy. Or, you know, the hashtags, there's something wrong with them. Finally, once I've had multiple sets of eyes look at this photo and everything, I'll post it. And then once I post it, I don't just, you know, forget about it. I like to see and keep an eye on the percentage of people who are viewing this, who don't follow me. So if you go to the insights for a post and you're a business account, you get to see what percentage of your impressions are coming from people who don't follow you. In my eyes, this is a super important metric, because if the photo is doing really well, then the one way to tell that it's doing that well is if a lot of people who don't follow you are seeing it. That means either your followers are sharing it, or it's appearing on the Discover page, or you're getting a lot of hashtag views. So that's really a good barometer, because when you post, you care about not just getting likes from the people who follow you, but also from expanding your audience. And that metric, that percentage of people who saw this who didn't follow you, that metric tells you if the Instagram algorithm thought this picture was good enough to show to people who don't follow you. The other thing I like to keep an eye on too is saves. For someone to save your photo, they have to not just like it, they have to really love it or feel like they have to save it. Like they know in the future they're going to want to come back to this so much that they want to save it. Typically, I'll save either something that's a super important piece of information or a really funny video. And that, to me, the ratio of saves to likes or just the number of saves on a photo, that to me tells me how many people love the photo. So to give you an example of why I think this is so important, let me give you some backstory. Typically, I post on my page landscape photos, pictures of New York City, just things that I think look really good. And, you know, a good photo will get 5 to 10 saves. Some of my pictures will get between 400 and 500 likes. So the other day, I decided to try something completely different. Instagram announced this new... Instagram didn't announce it, but there was reporting that Instagram is working on a shopping app. So I thought this was a really cool piece of information. I turned it into a little graphic and posted that on my feed. Now, this post did a lot worse than most of my posts normally do. It only got 200 likes, but it got 20 saves, which is, to me, like a really important metric. If it's getting 20 saves, and all my other pictures typically get 5 to 10 saves, then a lot of people really loved this image. And maybe I should do more of that because there's such, maybe people see it, they'll like it. But the fact that so many people saved it, there was just an obsession with this image. It just reached this new level of, amazingness, not to just plug it, but that's what I thought it was. I thought this validated this idea to me, because now I'm seeing that there are this group of people who found the image so helpful that they probably saved it. They probably showed some other people. Maybe they reposted it. I don't even know. But the saves to me are a super important metric, because those people are probably your core fans. Anyway, that is my Instagram routine. I know it's been a long time since my previous posts on the podcast, but I'm hoping to start doing them again since there's been so much attention to the previous episodes. I saw that the last one got about 7,500 listens, which I was really blown away by. I have tons of content to come, lots of things that I'm planning for the future. Make sure you follow me at ZSHAKD on Instagram. Thank you for listening. Have a good day.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.